Hi, beautiful. I am so excited. I just co-authored my very first book and it has launched. Oh, this has been a blessing. I've been working on this idea for such a long time and it finally came into fruition with the help of this amazing group of ladies that decided to get together and co-author a book series. The very first book that I ever written and co-authored on is called Oh My Health, There Is Hope, where you can be able to hear multiple ladies' inspirational stories on how they were able to heal themselves naturally, giving you some awesome tips and some awesome resources to help you along that way of healing whatever ailment that you might possibly have. And you can really, truly relate to our stories. I'm talking about my hormonal health and how I was able to reverse it naturally without the need of medication, which I talk about quite often on this podcast. So go ahead over to Amazon, the link is in the show notes, and grab yourself a copy of this book. It's both on digital format and also a hard copy. You do not want to miss out on this. Now, on to today's show. Welcome back to another episode of Balanced Hormones, Balanced Life. This is your girl, Stephanie. I am so happy to be back here for another week and to really talk to you about some of my pregnancy first trimester must-haves. These are things that I found to be really, really, really useful to help me get through some of the symptoms that I experienced during my first trimester. The very first one that most ladies experience, but luckily, knock on wood, I did not, is nausea, especially, as you've probably heard, morning sickness, or as my husband says, it should probably be called pregnancy sickness, because ladies get it throughout the whole course of the day. It could be in the morning, it could be in the afternoon, it could be in the evening, it could be part of the day, whatever it may be. So if you are one of those ladies out there, or you know someone that is experiencing nausea, such as morning sickness, these are things that I find to be really useful. Now, I did not experience morning sickness, but I did have nausea when I did experience food poisoning for the 4 days that I was in Tanzania. And I found that these were essential to get me through those 4 days for sure. The first one is some essential oils. And the ones I really like comes from a line of doTERRA. You can get actually these essential oils anywhere, but I really recommend doTERRA. And I'll leave the link in the description box below on where you can get your hands on them, because they are very pure. And some of them that have the nutritional facts on the back, you can actually take internally. So the ones that I found to be very useful for nausea is peppermint essential oil. Peppermint, just smelling it is great. Peppermint was not only great for that, but it was great for indigestion. There's another essential oil called, believe it is Digestes, yes, that I use for indigestion and to digest my food. I found that to be very useful. Peppermint is also really great for when I was experiencing headaches and I didn't want to take Tylenol, because yes, although you can take Tylenol throughout your pregnancy, it's highly recommended that you don't take large dosages of it. I'd rather you do something else. So peppermint was my go-to thing. The other one is lavender. Now, lavender is really great if you are experiencing nausea or you just want to relax and you put some lavender in your Epsom salt while you're sitting and relaxing in the bathtub. You might find it to be a little bit too relaxing at times, because one of the symptoms that I experienced for sure during my first trimester was just being tired all the time. I felt like I could not get enough sleep whatsoever. There was a couple of times where I was really tempted to have multiple coffees, and I'm not really a coffee drinker, but I've become more of a coffee drinker now throughout my pregnancy. Although I highly do not recommend you drink lots of coffee. They say under 200 milligrams of coffee, so that's under 2 cups of coffee a day. If you are experiencing just bouts of being tired, again, peppermint is a really great essential oil that will help wake you up. But doTERRA also makes a really great one, and there's two of them actually. The rollerballs that I like, the first one is Motivate. It has that peppermint in it, and the other one is Cheer, and it has that really nice citrus scent in it. So it depends on if you're more of a peppermint or a citrus person that helps keep you up and awake. I find that they both work really great for me. Sometimes I interchange between the two. They are absolutely amazing. Here are some other really helpful tips that you can try. And I know that they've helped me. I believe the brand is called Prego Pops or Pregnancy Pops. They're these little sour candies. You can also try lemon drops if that's more of your flavor. But sour candies really help with nausea, along with ginger candies. You can either do them as ginger chews or ginger hard candies that you can suck on. Even just chewing on ginger, I know that helped when I was in Tanzania, was just having some ginger root and chewing on it. The other thing is ginger ale. In Tanzania, their ginger ale had a ton of sugar, like 80 grams of sugar, I believe, per serving. It was just really, really sweet. I didn't like it at all. But my favorite local brand, if you are in the Metro Detroit area or a Michigander, you probably know of Verner's. If you don't live in the area, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to drink your regular ginger ale. So I find it to be very helpful, especially sometimes the carbonation can cause my stomach to be upset. So having it flat or even having it warm, this is just like, I remember reading something about the coronavirus and it's like Black people are like, ginger ale solves everything. I grew up on ginger ale. So ginger ale definitely solves stomach issues for sure. Or ginger tea. So let's go on to another way that you can use ginger, and that is for indigestion. So ginger is a really great way to digest your food. Again, you can have it in all the forms I just talked about, but there's another really great tea that I find to be very useful, which is called CCF tea. And I came across this tea when I was studying herbalism in my Ayurveda studies, and CCF tea is coriander, cumin, and fennel. Equal parts of each with warm or hot water to make it into a tea. If you add the ginger, it also helps with indigestion. But the big thing it does is helps with bloat. And you're going to realize that the moment you realize that you're pregnant, you start to experience a lot of bloat. It can be very uncomfortable. So having a tea like this is great. I experienced a lot of indigestion for about a month. So having this tea definitely helped with that. And then that digestion or digestion ease by doTERRA, that essential oil rubbed around my abdomen, worked wonders. They also have little capsules that you can take, but I found that the actual oil helped a lot with that. Another thing that helps with indigestion is loose pants, like having anything tight, especially when you're feeling bloated, it's not comfortable. So wear looser pants and then a wedge pillow. So there are these triangle looking shaped wedge pillows, or even just popping your head up so that your head is higher than your heart when you sleep. That helps with any of that acid reflux that comes up. And of course, there is Tums. And everybody knows about Tums. You can do them in chewables. You can do them in the tablets, whatever it may be. I found that I was going everywhere with my Tums, including on my vacation with my Tums. So if you are experiencing headaches, and again, yes, you can take that down, but you want to do small amounts of it, I would definitely suggest that peppermint oil and or, so you can use this as a combination, 2 tablespoons of ginger to water, about 4 to 6 ounces of water. Really just take it back like a shot. It's going to be spicy. It's going to burn. I'm not going to lie, but it will reduce the inflammation dramatically and prevent any other headaches from coming. You just kind of have to suffer for a quick moment. It might cause a little bit of indigestion, so have those Tums on hand, but I find it to be very, very helpful. Here's another clothing tip that I would highly suggest that you get, and that is bras. Invest in maybe a good maternity bra, pregnancy bra, whatever it may be. You are going to want to have them, especially the ones that do not have underwear. So take away all of your cute little Victoria's Secrets with the underwire, because you're going to experience some breast tenderness like you've never experienced before, especially as your chest expands. I find that buying your maternity bras now just makes the most sense, especially if you are planning on breastfeeding later on. Just get the most use out of it. You're going to use it throughout the entire term of your pregnancy and throughout the time that you are breastfeeding. So just make that investment. I found that they were very useful to sleep in because of the breast tenderness. Anytime I rolled over towards my chest, it hurt and it was just very hard for me to sleep, very uncomfortable. So having that little bit of protection really helped out a lot. All right, so the next ones are going to be some supplements. And these are throughout your whole pregnancy. And I will probably tell you about them again for the second trimester and the third trimester for sure, because you need to have these. The first one is going to be your prenatal. Your doctors probably told you, your midwife, your doula, your friends, your family members, they probably all told you to take a prenatal. So find one that really is helpful for you. I actually just started taking Ritual. I like it because it has both the dry and the wet ingredients. So it has all the vitamins and minerals plus omega fatty acids in one capsule. It does not have that nasty fish oil taste because the omegas are made plant derived. And they tell you exactly on the website where all of their ingredients are sourced, which is key because sometimes when you go and buy some items because the FDA does not regulate these things, you don't know where exactly they are sourced and if they are really good, reputable ingredients. So you want to know where they are sourced. They deliver it directly to your home and they're super affordable. Another one that I like, another brand that you can use is Plexus. Plexus has everything from multivitamins to their probiotics to their magnesium. And I would suggest that you get all of those, which can be in a triplex, along with your Mega X. Your Mega X will be your fish oil supplement. And then you have your multivitamin in there. And then your Probio 5, which is your probiotic. Definitely want to have a good probiotic. You want to make sure your gut is working on all cylinders, especially you want to protect yourself from anything such as viruses. Right now, coronavirus is going around. You just want to have a good immune system. So having a good gut health is key. And the magnesium is going to be awesome for you to have. And that's the BioCleanse when you are experiencing those pregnancy cramps or having a hard time falling asleep or feeling constipated. You want to have those around. Now on to some of my favorite apps. And so a lot of people have heard of the Bump. I like the Bump. Yes, it's nice. It has really great information, but I like Olivia. And I tell a lot of my clients to use Olivia to track their cycle. And once you become pregnant, they actually have the option for you to switch over to the pregnancy one and they'll let you know about it. It's really cool because you can see in advance, you know, a couple months on the line, how many weeks you're going to be. It gives you updates about your pregnancy, lets you know like how big baby's growing, how mama's doing, how's baby doing. Gives you a lot of helpful tips on there, a lot of great resources. And then there's a note section where you can do everything. Like you can track your symptoms. You can track the baby's development. You can take photos in there. You could track your dreams. Just so many things. And I just came across the note section. I was like, what on earth? I didn't even know this was here. I would have been logging my pregnancy a lot quicker if I knew that was there. Another great app if you are looking to network with some new moms is Peanut. Peanut is a really great app. It's kind of like a dating app, but for moms to meet new moms. I'm just kind of getting used to it. I'm just trying to create a network of new mothers out there, ones that are expecting pretty soon so we can share our experiences with one another. I am on a local, not a local group. I am in a Facebook group that's July 2020 babies, but there are ladies from all over the place and it's really kind of hard to connect to people locally. So I found that Peanut was a really great app for that. The biggest thing I would say is to enjoy your pregnancy as much as possible. Log it, make sure you take tons of photos, take photos every single week to track your progress. Maybe even journaling. For me, it is doing things like this, my podcasting and video so that I can record my journey. I'm more of an audio person than a written person. I find that I struggle with writing, but I have a freer flow when I am talking it out. So you'll be seeing a lot more of this as I'm tracking my pregnancy. I will inform you of what is going on. You can also see some of my progress on my Instagram page. So please feel free to follow me on all my social media networks. It is Stephanie Lopez Gilmore. You'll be able to easily locate me for every single one of them. I hope you found this episode to be very helpful for you, especially if you are a new mom and you're experiencing some of these symptoms or you know someone that is a new mother and is looking to figure out what is going on with their health and wellness. This is some of the things that I found to be very useful, and I hope that you will find them to be useful too. Let me know which one of these tips did you find the most useful and which ones did you try? Simply send me an email at Stephanie@StephanieLopezGilmore.com. Again, that information will be in the show notes. So don't worry if you are driving and you can't write that down. Just check out the show notes when you finish listening to this and you get done driving. I will see you all next week for another episode of Balanced Hormones, Balanced Life. See you all. Bye-bye for now.